Morgan here.
You detected a note of doubt. I am in doubt. Monitor 67 here too. Now hear this. This Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. In addition, Vicky Carr wants something else, and you'll find the clue in Forget You.
Filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer? Wait till you taste it. The 101, it's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
Monitors ring around the world. Close-ups of people and events here and abroad. A battle in Vietnam, even when as fierce as the struggle at Dak Tho, had its lulls, often a nerve-wracking wait through a long night listening for noises that could mean another enemy attack. During one such lull, Jack Russell, NBC News, spoke with some of the U.S. infantrymen dug in sandbag bunkers west of Dak Tho.
What's your name? My name's John Barr.
And where are you from?
Milford, Connecticut.
John, what are you thinking about tonight?
Well, I was hoping we'd get some rest, but I don't think we're going to get too much tonight.
Why? Are they expecting an attack?
I heard they were.
What have you done to prepare for it?
Well, I got all my ammo and my weapon ready. I'm leaving my boots on and that.
Are you in the regular army or are you a draftee?
I'm a draftee.
Do you resent to being sent over to Vietnam?
I resent it in a way that it was going to be a long time from home and all.
What are your feelings now?
In a way, the war it's worth fighting for. When you see the way the people live and the way they have to live and everything, it's worth being over here.
What do you think about the peace demonstrations in the United States?
I think they're pretty bad. Most of the people who are marching, the young guys, they should send them over here and show them what it's like. I don't think they'd do much marching after that.
What's your name?
John Miles.
And where are you from?
Cinemancer, New Jersey.
John, what are you thinking about tonight, out here in the darkness?
About whether we're going to get hit tonight or not, because there's an alert out, and a lot of places been getting hit tonight, thinking about home and everything else. A lot goes through your mind nights like this.
You think tonight might be the big night?
Oh, it's hard to say. You really don't know when they're going to hit you.
Have you seen any sign of the enemy so far tonight?
So far tonight, no.
No noises or anything like that?
Well, there's been fire around the other side of the perimeter, but I don't really know what's happening.
What is your feeling toward this war?
Well, I think that they had more bombing in North Vietnam wouldn't be this much of a stalemate. It seems to me that everything's just stopped. I mean, sure, they made progress. They had bombing. But they'll keep on going with this. Instead, they're just laying around doing nothing, discussing about whether they should be bombing or not.
How does that affect you down here?
Well, if they stopped the resupplies up in North Vietnam and hit a lot of good points, the NVA wouldn't be able to get around as much as they do down here, because they're getting pretty well resupplied nowadays.
Well, thank you very much. Jack Russell, NBC News, reporting for Monitor from west of Dak Tho in South Vietnam.
Ring Around the World, another in Monitor's weekend series of close-ups of people and events here and abroad, was brought to you also by VM, the voice of music.
VM, the voice of music, makes the easy-to-use tape recorders. But some people can't remember that name. Well, just repeat it quickly three times. VM, the voice of music. VM, the voice of music. VM. I wonder what that stands for.
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
Thank you.
bit of musical comfort from John Gary on the warm-hearted Monitor Beacon. Morgan again, or yet, at 14 minutes before the Monitor Hour, and one way to enjoy a lazy day is to listen to Spanky and our gang sing it. Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. Don't just sit there, fella. Do something about it.
101. 101.
101. The new filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer. Wait till you taste it. The 101, it's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
Margaret Whiting, about to sing, I Almost Called Your Name.
We were dancing, and he laughed, just like you used to. He touched my hand and held me just like you used to.
Oh,
so many ways. You both are the same. The only difference in the two is that I still love you. Yes, I kissed him, but I
is just enough in golf. Monitor Sports is brought to you by your Lincoln Mercury dealer, home of better idea cars from the makers of Lincoln Continental.
The cat is out of the bag. Mercury Cougar, the big cat, marks its first year with exciting news. A cougar population explosion is underway. Four proud new cougars for 68. There's a Royal New Cougar XR7 with a cockpit of glove-soft leather and vinyl wood square was made in Europe. And every Cougar comes with nothing less than a big new 302 cubic inch V8, standard. Concealed headlamps, standard. Sequential turn signals, standard. Bucket seats, fully padded interiors, all standard. Mercury Cougar, pound for pound, dollar for dollar. The best-equipped luxury sports car in America. Join the Cougar population explosion at your Mercury dealers now.
Golf is divided into two different games. One played by the weekend golfer for fun. The other by the touring pros for money. And it's that growing pot of gold that's making the change. Here with a look at the future, Doug Sanders and Monitor's Johnny Earp.
Doug, there's been some criticism made that golf courses are too rough and tough for the pros. Has it bothered you any?
Well, not necessarily. I think some of them are far too long and a little too hard, a little unfair. The main thing that we're concerned about is the fairness, not necessarily the length.
What do you mean by the term fairness now, say, to a pro?
Well, whenever a person hits a good shot, he should get good results. Hits a bad shot, then therefore he should be penalized. I would like to see a golf course in length that has a that you can use all of your clubs, not necessarily just the long irons, and never use any of the medium irons or short irons. But by the same token, whenever you have a great golf course, to me, is a golf course, as I said, that you can use all of your clubs, hit all the shots, and get good results.
What should determine the real toughness of the course? Should you put artificial barriers there, or what?
Well, I don't think that you can find any really natural terrain. You have to add a lot of lakes, a lot of sand traps. But again, this goes back to the architect. If he has any knowledge of golf and can design a golf course around the natural terrain as much as possible of the natural terrain, then as a rule, he will end up with a much finer golf course.
Actually, an architect, he should be a golfer, shouldn't it?
I would think that if he had a lot of golf knowledge, this would certainly help his problem that he has. I don't think an engineer can do just the job alone, and nor do I think a golfer can design a golf course and engineer all of the problems that they would have in the drainage. So it's more or less a combination of the two. Everyone has to work together.
Doug, are we getting too much golf now being fed to the public?
Well, no, I don't think so, because I think that golf today is growing faster than any sport that I know of. So to me, this is a type of sport that the young, the old, middle, women and men and kids can play, and everyone can enjoy themselves. And it's the only sport that I know that today that the public can come in body contact with a participant, which adds a little bit of the future to golf, because they enjoy going up and saying hi to Arnold Palmer, to hi to Jack Nicklaus. This gives them a great amount of enthusiasm to go back out and play. This is what I saw Jack, I saw Arnold, or many of the other fellows, not picking on the two. They have been great champions, and they still are.
Certainly, thanks, and good luck to you, Doug Sanders, one of the top golf pros. Good luck to you in your future, Doug.
Thank you, Johnny.
Now, this is Johnny from Chicago for Monitor Sports.
Now, a word about Autolite.
You're listening to the car that won the Indianapolis 500. A.J. Foyt's $50,000 Coyote Ford. A high-price racing car with a low-price ignition coil. It's an Autolite coil, almost a carbon copy of the one you buy, under $10. How come a low-price Autolite coil in a $50,000 racing car? Because there is no better coil, not at any price. Get Autolite ignition parts for your car, whatever kind you drive. Latest NBC Monitor news just a few moments away. Stay. Henry Morgan here.
Keep to the latest news now. It's on the air. Keep to sports and views now from everywhere. Go ahead.